Okay, today's staff, Ian Gimmel. We're on Ian Gimmel. That's 5 lines, 6 lines, 7 lines from the top. And two dots, the Chachal Omer two dots. And one today for Ilishmat Matis Yahu Menachem Ben Yaakov, sponsored by the Aharon family. We'll also learn for Jewish Lamb and Portrait Child of Aski Baskrof. So, in the Mishnah, the case was a strange case where the aver of a baby came out. Then the mother was shechted. So Reb Meir said that aver has a tumas nevela. Okay, this is the whole dot. That it gets it down. That aver has a tumas nevela. According to the Chachamim, that aver does not have a tumas nevela. Okay, why not? Now. Chachamim Omrim. Oh, I'm sorry. We didn't get to it yet. Three more lines coming up. The Chachamim Omrim Maga Trepa Shchuta. Right? That an Eber Tomei has the din of Tuma like a Trepa. The Gemara says Trepa Shchuta Nimitami? Tuma by a Trepa? And I never knew that. Tuma by a Trepa? What Tuma is there? And yet, if you shech the treifa, the time of bivav toshin. The tumah derabanan if it touches kachim. The tumah derabanan mid the rise there is no tumah. Okay, very good. Next, the Mishnah said that according to Reb Meir, is tumah when an eiver tumas nevela when an eiver goes out. According to the Chacham, the shechita of the mother saves that tumah. Okay, so it's a machlokas between Reb Meir and the Chachamim whether the limb has tumah or not. Now, everybody agrees you can't eat that limb. The rest of the animal you can, the ben pekuah, but the limb you can't eat, and there's tumah on that limb. Now, mamotzinu, say the Chachamim, you know why you can eat it? Mamotzinu, shreifa shchitasa mitarta. Now, when it comes to a shreifa, Shchita is metaret. In other words, I have a treifa. I know this animal is going to die in an hour. It's on its last legs. If I don't check it, it's going to die. It's going to become a nevela. What does that mean? First of all, there's going to be tumah here. I don't want tumah in my house. I'll check it right now. Eat it? I can't eat it anyway. The treifa. No matter what is going to the goy. At least this way, I don't have tumah in my house. I can do that. Mama tzinu shtreifa shchita semitarta. That shchita saves the tumah by a tumah. Av shchita behema tire as her aver. So too, shchita will save that aver from being tumah. Make sense? Oh. That's what Meir says back. So Meir said back to them, no, I understand the din of tumah by treifa because it's one body. Here is two bodies. Here is the mother plus the baby. Correct. But the key is that the mother and the baby. Correct, but we're going to get to a case, let's say the mother has a limb sticking out. Let's say the mother has a dangling limb. We're going to get to dangling limb. The mother has a problem like that. So the same thing? We're going to see. The point is, the key is that Ramirez says back, the reason why a trapeze works is because it's one body. How can it work by two bodies? So it's a machlokas, they have a machlokas. Now, the Brisa is going to flesh out the machlokas even greater. Tanya. Amalahen Ramirez. Ramirez says to the Chachamim, you guys hold that there's no tumor? So then wait a minute. The Chimit Tiaro Le'eva Debe Bidin Adela. What saved the tumah? How come there's no tumah? The answer is shchita simo. Shechting the mother. That's what saved the tumah. In Cain, she's already about it. So why can't she eat it? Why can't she eat it? Now, everyone agrees, Cain eats his limb. That's the remains of the tumah. Why can't she eat it? If the shchita of the mother saved the limb from tumah, why can't she eat it? According to you guys. According to me, I hold this tumah. Not a kasha. According to you. Amrullah, they answer back to him, And many times you have something that ain't no guf, it's saved by something that's yes guf. Many times you have that. That's old news. Sharei Shanidu, because we learn like this. Choteich min ha'ubar, shibimeyeha. What if you take a, you have a baby, a mother who's pregnant, a cow, not a person. You stick your hand into the womb, and you cut off one of the legs. You leave it there. Are you allowed to eat that leg? Absolutely. You learned that already. Choteich min ha'ubar shibimeyeha, mutter b'achila. But min ha'tchol min ha'kloyot, aser b'achila. What if you chop off the non-vital organ of the mother? The spleen. The mother's not going to die. It's not a trefa. Cut it off and you leave it in there. Now you check the mother. Can you eat that spleen? He says, no. Why not? Beit Menachem. We had that already. So what do you see? Sometimes not being part of the body is better than being part of the body. Says the Chacham back to Meir. You have a question why we can't eat it? Right? You want to know why we can't eat it? So we answered back, I'm sorry. Reb Meir said to them, if you hold, there's no tumah, why can't you eat it? They answered back, well, many times not being part of the body is better than part of the body. I can answer that. Didn't answer the question. Reb Meir said, why can't you eat it? Why can't you eat it? You hold, it's not tumah, because the mother, she's the safety, the shechit is good, the mother's good, the baby's good. Why can't you eat that limb? It's stuck out, so what? So the Chacham answered back, no, because many times, not part of the body is better. The answer is that. Which prompts the Gemara to say, Maika Amar. The answer is that. What kind of answer the question? Amar Rava, Amar La Kadi, either Rava said it, or some say it was either Kadi is the name of a person, or nobody said it. Chesur Mechzer of Achik Tari. You're right. We just had a whole Braitha. Half the story is missing. Now we're going to fill the story. Amalhan Rubair. Rubair said to the Chachamim, the Chimit Tiero Le'eva Zemi De Nevela. Why is there no Nevela on this limb? Why is this limb not Tumas Nevela? Because Shechita Zima. Because the Shechita of the mother saved the limb. Im Kain Titirena Bachila. Why can't she eat it? Amrulo. They answer back, well, Trefa Tuchia. Trefa will prove that we're right. You know why? Because the shechita of a trefa saves the animal from turning into a nevela, right? The only relevancy is tuma. Can't eat it regardless, right? But there's no tuma now. They don't materialize about it. You still can't eat it. Amalahen. So Rebbe says to them, you're comparing this to that? Whoa! You can't compare. Emtihara shechitas. Trefa, if Shechitas Trefa works to save the animal from Tumah, Osadava Chugufa, because it's one guf. Tyra is Ever Davish and a gufa. How's it going to work to save something that's not part of it? How's it going to work? How could the fact that just because a trefa, when you shech the trefa, you save tumah, there'll be no tumah, how does that translate into a case where there's a different guf here? And the Chacham say back, what's the difference? Amrulo, what's the difference? Harbi matzelas al she'ena gufa yofa mi gufa. Many times, not being part of the guf is even better. Sharei, shaninu, because we know, chotech min ubor shibimeyeha mutter. If you cut off the limb of the ubor and you leave it in there, that's mutter to eat later. Mutter b'achila. Then it's called manat kloyot aser b'achila. From the spleen and the kidney there, aser b'achila. So what do you see from here? Right? There is no tumas nevela here on this limb. Say the chacham. Aye, why can't you eat it? It's a separate thing. You can't eat it. It's like there's a cause. Can't eat trefus too. Can't eat it, separate thing. But there is no tumor. Make sense so far? Look, so far, so good. Correct. Correct. That's the problem. Right, exactly. So we have a case over here with the baby in the leg that we have no precedent for. So with the Hante, I'll most compare it to X, and Rameh says, no, I'm most comparing it to Y. That's why the Chacham holds there is no Toma, and Rameh holds there's yes Toma. Now, Tanya Nami Hachi, we live the exact same thing. Now, this is nothing to say. Tanya Nami Hachi says to go, well, it's the exact same thing. It's all going to be the same, except for one huge difference. Which is like this. Amalahan Rameh says to them, same opening line. What saves the animal from not having Tumas Nevela, according to you? The answer is Amrulo Shechitas Imo, Shechita of the mother. So far, exact same. In Cain, Titireno Ba'achila. So why can't you eat it? Same exact answer. Right? Same exact retort. Amalahan, wait a minute. As a mayor. I'm sorry. Amrulo, sorry, Trefa Tokhia. The answer back, the same answer. Trefa will, Shishkitasa Metarasa Bidena Vailena Metarasa Bathila. Well, Trefa is a good model. Because Trefa, there is no Tumma, and you can't eat it. So too over here, there is no Tumma, even though you can't eat it. Now, so far that's exactly the same. Now, before, Reb Meir said, but there's two books. Right? It's two books. How could you compare two books to one book? And Chacham said back, it doesn't bother us. Right? Remember? It was like 5 minutes ago, remember? So now, Rebbe gives a different question. Amalahan, wait a minute. In Tihara Shchitas Trefa. If when you shech the Trefa and you remove the Tumah, Santar, Osa, the animal, yes, you got me and not you? Oh, okay, good. Go ahead. Oh, it's cold. The refrigerator's working next to it. So, Rebbe says back to them, it doesn't make any sense. Im tiara shchitas trefa, if a shchita of a trefa will serve to make the animal tahar. And he throws in a huge curveball. The Esa Aver Hamedolva or a dangling limb. Davar Shebagufa, because it's part of the same body. Tarvis over Shayna Gufa. How's that gonna work to save the baby, which is a different goal? How's that going to work? Amrulo, they answer back. What are you talking about? Harvey Matel Tal Shayna Gufi of Migufa. Many times you have that something's not the goof is better than the goof. Share Shaninu, Chotik Min Ubor Shemeyeha. When you cut off the limb from the baby and you leave it in there, Mutter Bachila, Menachal Menachoyot, Asa Bachila. So it's exactly the same, except for one thing. Rameyer throws in, not only does a Shita save a Trefa, but even if this is Abraham Adolzo. What is Abraham Adolzo? So it's some kind of, what? Right, so Rashi says, Mishum Behema, it's in the animal, Shenichtach Mimena Ether, Umaura, totally bemixed, it's like dangling. Mina by Rabbi Rote, we're going to learn later, comes back and comes up, so we see it soon, that Abraham Adoldal, the Behema, if you have an Abraham Adoldal, so, Vinishchita, Metama Tumas Oakland, but no below Tumas Nevela. It becomes Tame, some kind of Tani Hookshur Bidamea, the Nevela Hookshur. Okay, fine. Okay. It won't trade for the animal. It's not a trade for. It's just skinny. Maybe you can't bring this for animal, pet, not animal for carbon, but it's not a trade for. When you threw that in, Rebeir. Right? That's the only difference in the whole story. It's a huge difference because now here we go. Right. A trait of an animal. Right, but the point is, It's okay. So the chante is very right. Right. Correct. 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 That's going to prompt. Right. That's going to prompt the Gemara to have the following story. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Rav Lakish says like this. He threw a mouse like in the middle of a crazy conversation. Machlokes be'ubarin, just like Rav Meir and the Chachamim argue by ubar, kach machlokes be'ubarin. So too they argue by the Abraham and Dover. Says Rav Shlokesh. Rav Yochanan Amar, machlokes be'ubar de ubar. No, says Rav Yochanan, no. The machlokes is only by a baby. Avol be'ubar de behema. But by an Aver of a behema, they are called Shchita Osinipo. Everybody agrees that Shchita turns that Aver into a Nepel, as if it's already been born, and this Tumah. So Rav Shlakish says, same Achokah. And Rav Yochanan says, no, everybody agrees over here, it's a problem. Now, who's everybody? Who's the Chiddush? The mayor makes perfect sense. According to Yochanan, the mayor says like this: there's tuma by a baby, not by a mother. I'm sorry, tuma by a baby. Why? Because the leg's sticking out. Tuma by a mother also. Leg's sticking out. What's the difference? Comes along the Chachamim, by a baby, there's no tuma. That's what we hold. The Mishnah said that. By a baby, there's no tuma. Oh, by a mother, there is tuma. That's what Yochanan said. Right? Now, what's the kasha? The kasha is, why does the Chacham hold like that? What do they hold like that? What's the reason for that? Right? What's the svara for that? Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, my time was Rabbi Yochanan, leave it to Rabbanah. According to Rabbi Yochanan, what's the reason for the Rabbanah? By the mother, by the baby, it's all good, it's good. Shechit of the mother saves the baby, it's good. But by the mother, it's no good? Why should that be? You hear that kasha? According to Rish Lakish, there's no kasha at all. According to Rish Lakish, there's no kasha. The same machlokes. So the mayor holds it's a problem, it's a problem by a mother. Chacham holds not a problem, it's not a problem by a mother. Yochanan pipes up, everybody holds it's a problem. Why does Chacham hold it's a problem? If the shechit of the mother saves the baby, why can't it save itself? Right? So the Gemara answers, buy the baby, it's late takanta b'chazara. Because the baby can stick its limb back in. So the damage is not finalized. The problem can go away. We did say that. So they explained that Rabbi Yochanan didn't hold that. Right? So in his world, in his world, it's convenient, right? So ha is at the concept of a chazara. If it goes back in, all fine and good. The ha, left with the concept of a chazara, the Abraham is old over here, it's never getting healed. That's why it's different. Okay? So, Rabbi Yochanan says one thing, Rish Lakish says another thing. Let's look about, wait a minute, how on earth can Rabbi Yochanan say that the Chachamim and Rav Meir hold that by an Abraham Adolda is a strong problem? Didn't Rav Meir just say 3 minutes ago that there is no such problem? Didn't he just say that? He just said it. Nasei, what are you talking about? Amalehem Rav Meir, in the discussion, in the back and forth that Rav Meir had with the Chachamim, Rav Meir said the following to them. Lo, you people are wrong. Right? You people are wrong. You say that shechting the baby is like trefa, just like by a trefa. When you shech the trefa, there is no tumma. Yeah, and you can't eat it. So too, by an Aver sticking out, if you shech the mother, the baby has no tumma, but you can't eat it. Says Rav Meir to them, no, you're wrong. Im tihara shechitas trefa. If it's true, I grant you, by trefa, there is no tumma. Osa, regarding the mother, the es Abraham adoldova, and regarding the Aver too. Now what? And there's no tumma. Davar she begufa, tyrus uber. Davar she ain't a gufa. How's an uber going to work? That makes sense, because it's part of the guf. Right? It's part of the same body. However, the baby's not part of the same body. That's what Rav Meir is just saying, black and white. Rav Meir said there's no tumah by an Abraham adulta. What's Rav Yochanan talking about? And by the way, it's also a kasha on Rav Yochanan. It's also a kasha on Rish Lakish. Because Rish Lakish said, whatever Meir held by an uber, he holds by an Abraham. It's not true. Because Rav Meir says in black and white, there is no tumah by a mother, by the Abraham adulta. Rish Lakish said there is, Rav Yochanan also said there is, according to Rav Meir. So the Gemara says like this. You got the kasha? Bishlam alirish lakish, lebushrim and lakish. It's not such a kasha. You know why? Because when Rav Meir said that, right? He was ledivreihem ka'amar lahu. He was only speaking in the world of the Chachamim. According to you, that whole, that it's Tahar, that's because it's the same guf. How could you transfer that to the baby? But Lididi, but according to me, Loshna Uber, Loshna Eva de Behema, Kiyadadi. I hold it's the same thing. In other words, says Rav Meir, I hold it's the same thing. Whether it's a baby, whether it's the leg of an Uber, whether it's the leg of the mother, these things are meant to come off. They don't belong there. They're tumah. It's all problems. I hold all problems. According to you, Chachamim, it's not a problem. Then why can't you? But that's only because it's one guf. What if it's two gufs? That answers Rish Lakish. How are we going to get a Rabbi Yochanan? We can't get out of that. El Rabbi Yochanan kasha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a very good kasha. How could Rabbi Meir in the Bryce say that it's tahar? Right? When Rabbi Yochanan said everyone holds his tummy. Okay? That's the kasha. Rabbi Yochanan made a statement. By a baby, there's a machlokas. But by a mother, there's no machlokas. Everybody holds it's no good. What do you mean everybody holds it's no good? Rabbi Meir said it's good. You want to say that even if Rabbi Meir was talking in the world of the Chachamim, it's still a problem. Because the Chachamim says it is good. So the whole thing doesn't make any sense. So we're going to change Rabbi Yochanan's set. Okay? We're going to change Rabbi Yochanan. Ella, Itmar, Hachi Itmar. If anything was said that day in the yeshiva, this rule was said. Rabbi have it wrong. Amar Rav Shurim ben Lakish, Rav Shurim ben Lakish said, Kimach Lokes B'Ubarim, just like the Machlokes by an Ubar, what's the Machlokes? According to Rav Meir, it's Tomei, and according to the Chachamim, it's not Tomei. Kach Machlokes B'Ubarim. So too they argue by a dangling limb. That's good, that's the good one. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Yochanan says, wait a minute. Machlokes be'Eber du Uber. You're right. It's a machlokes by Eber du Uber. That's in the Mishnah. Aval be'Eber de Behema. But by an Eber of a Behema, the mother, Dibri have called Ein Shechita Os and Evil. Everybody holds it's not a problem. Before we said everyone holds hell, it was a problem. That would change it. You heard one. You heard, right? You heard it. You didn't say that. I said, no, it's not a problem. Everyone holds, it's not a problem. Right? Right. Amar of Yosef of Chanina, my time of Rav Yochanan, Aliba de Rav Meir. Now the question is, why, according to Rav Meir, is the baby a fetus, a problem? Right? Why is it that the Aver of the baby is Tame, but the Aver of the mother is not Tame, according to Rav Meir? Right? Anyone following me? Right? Rav Meir said, the baby is no good. The mother is good now, according to Rav Yochanan. Why is that? The answer is, high gupa, the high light gupa. Very simple. Because the Aver is part of the same guf. That's okay. Separate guf, the baby. Not the Aver. No, because since the Uber is not the same guf as the mother, as long as it's inside the womb, there's a ben pekua, it's safe. Once it sticks its leg out, it's out. Not only can't you eat it, it's tummy now, says her mayor. So why don't we say the same thing by a dangling limb? Dangling is completely different. It's the same glue. Correct. Well, because it's in the mother, it's obvious. It's considered part of the glue. As long as it's inside, it is. Even though it's a separate entity. We said that. If you cut off limbs and leave them in there from the baby, you're allowed to eat them. If you cut off limbs from the mother and leave them in there, you can't eat them. Why? Because they're from Menachai. You don't say that by the baby. The only thing is, it's stuck its leg out. What? Once it's out, it's out. The Gemara asked that question. Remember the Gemara asked that question? The Gemara said, how could you ever eat meat that's chelim and dam in there? Remember the Gemara asked that question? Same question. Right? Yes, sure. By the mother or the baby? Yeah. Correct. No, just that Aver. Correct. Exactly. Yeah, he meant the baby. Yes. Correct. It's only that Aver. Correct. Okay. Correct. I don't know. How could that happen? You think so? Right, so that's the case. Right. So exactly what you do, I don't know. Right. Okay, next. Now, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef is going to make a statement here, two statements, which at first blush seem very, very, very controversial. Not controversial, very novel. And then the point is that these are old news. First one is like this. Misa ose nipol. Misa creates a nevela. What does that mean? It's like a Rashi to this. Now we're talking about Aver Hamadoldal, the behema. You have a dangling leg in a behema. So that leg is part of the behema. It's not part of the behema. We don't know what it is. But then umesa. The mother dies. The animal dies. There's no baby here. The animal is an animal with a sick leg. And it died. So, Hamisa Mapelatosa, the death creates a nevela on the mother, obviously, not the mother, the animal, die without shechita, it's a nevela. However, that leg is a different category. The enotame ke'ever men avehema, ela ke'ever men achai. It's not like a nevela, it's like ever men achai. What's the difference? What's the difference? What it is? You can't eat it no matter what. No one can eat it. So what's the difference? So the difference is, the Hefresh Yesh Beinayim, big difference in Rashi. What's the difference? The difference is, Sabrina Bar Rav Arotei, we're going to have this later on, Eivir Menachai, HaBasar HaPorish Menu Tahar. If you cut off a Kedayit of Eivir Menachai, throw it at somebody, that person will not become Tameh. Why? Because there's no Tumah on the piece of the individual. Why? The Ein Metameh Elakishu Eivir Shalem Basar Gidim Vatsavah. The only way you can have tumah, eiver menachai, is if it's whole, with the bones and the sinews, the whole thing has to be attached. Then there's tumah. Avol nevela kedayis bimena, tumah ava tumah. Take a nevela, a kedayis of a nevela, then ava tumah. It's not part of a huge carcass, it doesn't make a difference. Eiver menachai makes a difference. So says the Gemara, says this Tana here, this person, Rishon Bar Yosi, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that if an animal has a dangling limb that dies, the limb is a different thing than the rest of the animal. The whole thing's in the vela, but the limb's considered Eiver Menachai. What's the difference? The difference is it's more makel by Tumah. More makel. Only becomes Tumah and the whole thing. Start cutting it up and throwing it around, you're not making Tumah, more Tumah. What? That's just a statement. However, the next one, Ein Shechita Osenivo. That's not true by Shechita. Ein Shechita Osenivo. In other words, If you shech this animal, you will not create anything problems in that leg, right? checks it before it dies. It has a dangling limb. Nothing happens to that limb. That limb is not tummy. Just like the animal is not tummy. Right? Why is the animal not tummy? Because he's a valid shechita. He might not even be any more with this animal. He is. No issues with his leg. Why? Because the shechita saved it. Okay, simple as simple. That was easy. Right? It's not novel. We know that already. But it's easy. Right? By the way, that could always be the case. Let's say go over to an animal, chop off its leg. They'll eat that? No. Then go check the mother, check the animal. You still can't eat it. They're menachai. They're menachai forever. Right? Never can become unable menachai. Right? That can't happen. Now the Gemara says, wait a minute. The Mayaskin, what are we talking about? Why doesn't it? What? Right, so why shouldn't it? Even animals, there's nothing wrong with this animal. Ah, it's a sick leg. So you check the animal, there's nothing wrong with that leg. Or is there anything wrong with it? Okay, so I'm going to alpha a machlokas about it. Now he's saying it's not a problem. Now, Brian Skeeter, what are we talking about? His statement was very cryptic. He just said there's no misa creates problems. Shechita doesn't create problems. Right? Now, B'mai, what are we talking about? Elev, Eber, Du'ubar. Talking about a fetus? Talking about a fetus? Niflag, Pligi. It's a big machlokas in the Mishnah. I keep talking about a fetus. Ela, the Eber. No, we're not talking about a fetus. Ela, the Eber, Behema. No, we're talking about an animal. An animal has a dangling leg. Shechita does not create any problems. Misa creates problems. So the Gemara says, Misa Tanina, Shechita Tanina. It's old news. Misa we learned already. Shechita we learned already. Where did we learn it? Here we go. Misa Tanina. We'll pull the teeth over here to get where we learned it. Mesa HaBehema. An animal died. HaBasar. The animal died. HaBasar. Zarech Hechsher. The basar, in order for this basar, now it's an avail, right? It died. The basar requires hechsher in order to become tameh. Every food in the world, in order to make things tameh, has to once upon a time have gotten wet. So this animal, now walking down the street, you see an animal dead. And you notice that its leg is dangling. Look, a sick animal never could die. So says this Gemara later on, this member later on, that the meat of this animal has to first get wet in order to make tumah. Now, isn't it already wet? Because it's full of dam inside this animal? Dam is... What? No, dam being machsher, food, that certainly works. Right? Why? Dam is one of the liquids. So, why does it have to become wet again? Obviously. Right? Obviously. There is no tumah here. Right? However, the ha'aver metame mishum aver menachai. But the aver is different. The aver is metame from aver menachai. The eno metame mishum aver menavela. But there is no tumah from aver menavela. Divrei Reb Meir. That's Reb Meir's shita. By the way, Rashi says nobody argues on this. Nobody argues on this. He says Divrei Reb Meir. Nobody argues on this. What do you see from here? That death creates a problem. Why? Therefore, therefore, the body of the animal is tumah. How are you going to create tumah? It has to get wet again. It was wet the whole time. It was touching the dam. Doesn't make a difference. This is like a little hard. The body of the animal is fine. Just the aver menachai. Why? Why is the aver? Why doesn't we say the same thing about the aver? Because death creates problems for this aver. So this aver doesn't have to get wet first. Considered already tummy. The rest of the animal has to get wet. Why? Because the rest of the animal, we don't say that here. Right? Exactly. But it died. It dropped dead, so it's an avela. Very good. You want to go and create more tumma? Has to get wet first. The aver doesn't have to get wet. Exactly. It was an Aver before it was dead. Exactly. It was like Aver and Achai while it was alive. Right? Okay. That's old news. Shechita Amitanina. The Shechita is also old news. Now what? That Shechita doesn't create problems. Why? Because we have it like this. same car over there. That kuf, whatever. Nishchita behema. If you shech the behema, hukshiru dameha. The blood works. Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Shimon Omer lo hukshiru. By the way, Rashi points out, Rav Shimon is only arguing on the detail whether about the hechsher. Everybody agrees, right? We're talking about a basar. We have to be talking about an animal here with a dangling leg. Otherwise, this member makes no sense. So we're talking about a case where there's a dangling dip. According to a mayor, shechting the animal creates hokshur. The dama shechita will give you the liquid that you need. Right? Again, shech the animal. The dama shechita gives you the liquid that you need. Since the dam gives you the liquid that you need, what do you see from here? Without that, there is no tumah. In other words, it's not inherently tumah. It's only tumah because there's dam here. You hear that? It's not inherently tumah. You shecht an animal. It's not tumah. Why is there tumah? Because there's dam here. Therefore, what? Yes, what do you see from here? Shechita doesn't create problems itself. What's the problem? Because it's the hechsher. Now, again, in a normal situation, we don't say that. But there's nothing wrong with the animal. Not all meat is tummy. Of course, it is, all meat would be tummy. That's not true. Not at all. Here it is a problem because the animal's sick. Correct. We don't say that either. Right? So what do you see from here? Shechita doesn't create problems. Why are there problems? A separate thing, because it's down here. Shechita doesn't create problems. So Gemara says, no. This is not a fish. If I only would have had this Mishnah, this later on in Kulin, Hafamina, I would have thought, my Hokshuru, what does the Mishnah mean when it says, Hokshuru Domeha? What does that mean? Does it mean the animal? No, it doesn't mean the animal. It means a basar. Only on the dangling limb we say that. Not on the rest of the animal, only on the dangling limb. Not even on the aver, just on the meat on the aver. Why? Really, shechita does create problems. Right? And really this limb is a problem. I would have thought all that. That's why I need Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef to tell me that it's also not true. And that there is no problem by shechita. The Gemara says, how would you have thought that? That the Mishnah there later in Kulan of Kuf Kav Zayin only talking about meat, but Hukshiru Ketan. It says plural, Hukshiru. They become what's they? Multiple in. So going to the bottom table, I want to say Chad Lebaser Parshman of Behema, Chad Lebaser Parshman of Eiver. Well, one's talking about meat that comes off the body, and one's talking about meat that comes off the limb. Two things, two meats. So my aluma, high me high. Why is one better than the other? One stronger than the other? Why are two? The Gemara answers, Chagat as a Chamina, I would have thought, Howel, since Aver min Achai metame tuma chamura agav avim. In a way, Aver min Achai is more machmer. We said it's more makel because you can't cut it up. But in a way, it's more machmer. Why is it more machmer? Because there could be Aver min Achai without the rest of the animal being tame. How's that? Chop off an animal limb. You just created Aver and Achai, you just created Tumah, there's nothing wrong with the rest of the animal. So I would think that the Aver and Achai is more Tameh, therefore only Aver and Achai can become this problem over here, Kamash Malan. I would have thought, that's why the Mishnah has the word plural, Hukshiru, no matter what kind of meat it is, there's going to be problems, and therefore I would not know the din of Shechita, Eina, Osin, Nifl. That's why I have Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef to teach me it. Amr of Yosef, the code of Yitzchak Bar Yosef Bidecha. Take what he said in your hand. In other words, he's right. Rav Bar Bar Chana Koy Kavasei. Rav Bar Bar Chana agrees with all this. the Tanya, because those are the Brysa. The bus are Sada Trefa Loso Pelu, right? Don't eat trefa meat. Lahavi Aver Habatsa Hamadudal, the Behem of Machai Ba'ov. That includes these dangling limbs, who shachton, and you chef them, Shem Asurin, they're awesome. You can't eat them. Why can't you eat them? Because they're already considered Aver Menachai. But I'm Rabbi Rabbi Rachana, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Rachana said in Rabbi Yochanan, what did he say? Ein Behem El Mitzvah's Pirish Kulvad. There's no, it's only with the Rabbana that did. It's only with the Rabbana. Right? What do you see from here? That Rabbi Yochanan held, Shechita does not create problems, and there's no Isra Rabbi Menachayim and the Torah, just like Rabbi Rabbi Yosef said. Okay? We'll stop here, and we will resume tomorrow.